Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GK Energy Limited Q4 and Financial Year 2026 Earnings Conference Call. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Gopal Kabra, Chairman, Managing Director, and CEO, and Mr. Sunil Maloo, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Kabra. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Very good afternoon to everyone. I, Gopal Kabra, CMD of GK Energy, welcome everyone. I'm very glad that you are here for the investor call. Along with me, Mr. Sunil Maloo, our CFO, he's also present. Now, coming to the subject more precisely on the, as we have today declared our result. So I would like to bring quick overview on the past performance. In FY 2026, our standalone revenue from the operation is 1,532.54 crore, 1,532 crore rupee ka business hua hai. It represents 40% growth YoY. Last year, humne 1,094 crore rupees ka business kiya tha. Agar, if I talk about the EBITDA level, then in standalone EBITDA for the year is 313 crore rupees, with 53.49% growth compared to 204 crores in last year. This is having the margin expanding to 20.44% compared to 18.64% in FY 2025. Now, for what everyone is working like PAT, after tax paid money, if we talk about, right? So at this is the first time in history, GK Energy has crossed the revenue of 200 crore. We have profit side, sorry. So profit, we have 201 crore rupees. It is a 51% YoY growth compared to 133 crore last year. So, if I talk about the PAT side, then we have improved from 12% to 13% in the comparison. And if I talk about the consolidated level, all together, we mostly concentrated on the standalone only. In consolidated level, we have done the business of 1,715 crore rupees, with EBITDA of 318 crore rupees, with the PAT of 204.3 crore rupees. So we have done the 199 crore rupees business into our wholly owned subsidiary for the DCR cell securing, because we secured our raw material, and for that, we have this our subsidiary to do this work. Now, more precisely coming on the quarter four, so revenue side, from the solar system installation of decentralized system, it came to 418.57 crore, with YoY last year, it's 352 crore rupees, with the good growth. EBITDA side also, we have the good growth. We stood 85.96 crore rupees compared to 67.43 crore last year. YoY growth is also quite good there as well. It is almost 27.5%. PAT side, if we are talk about, then current close quarter is 59.05 crore rupees is PAT, where which is almost 25% growth, I would say, where with the last year, it was 47.26 crore in Q4 2025. Now, when we talk about the number of system installations, and we have installed 17,018 system during last quarter of FY 2026, which is 15% growth over to 14,797 system in quarter four of 2025. So, if you talk about the working capital, because we are the basically asset-light model, where working capital is much more important. So our net working capital stood at 112 in standalone, in consolidated level, of FY 2026, compared to 90 days in FY 2025. 180 days, if you are comparing, 180 days was, 183 days was in H1 2026. This momentum of working capital was primarily driven by the revenue growth and hereby recovery from the certain large state utility companies in the second half of the year. Net, we have been net surplus cash. At the same time, we ended FY26 with the net surplus cash and cash equivalent is 240 crore rupees compared to net debt position of 155 crore rupees in FY25, which it's a very good positive acceleration growth symptom for us to go ahead. Operationally, we have installed 61,000+ system in FY26. That is 34% increase over the last year. Last year, we installed 45,500 systems. So this ability to scale rapidly while maintaining the quality, service reliability, and technology defined, and its asset-light business model supports to extensive tie-up with the OEM/ODM manufacturer ecosystem. Decentralized logistic infrastructure, one of the sectors we are one of the sector's largest field execution network. The growth was primarily particularly strong tailwinds in the Maharashtra and MP, supported by the demand what we have received. In spite of the PM KUSUM has been slowed down, but we have the business of the Magetala and the MP at both sides. If I talk about the, although we do install 3 kW, 4 kW, 5 kW kind of the system, but in last year, we have cumulatively is a whole year when I club the all the system what we have installed, it is 276 MW we have installed in a single year. It is to be noted that by 3 kW, 4 kW, we have done this 276 MW. If I talk about the overall, then we have all closed, we have already installed 617 MW of the renewable energy across the India in the our journey as of now. And it's like unlike traditional manufacturing-led renewable energy business, the company operates through a scalable execution-focused architecture that combines supply chain integration, decentralized warehousing, logistic infrastructure, field deployment capability, and long-standing rural market penetration. This enables rapid scalability with relatively lower fixed capital intensity while maintaining operational flexibility across the multiple renewable energy category. The company today operates across more than 7,500 villages. So this is one of the milestones I can say. We have reached to 7,500 villages with having the manpower of 1,300 plus people with us. So my distribution network and my decentralized manpower are the very strong support pillar, I can say, for the our business. And that is giving us a good, strong holding in the business. If I talk about as on date, order book stands 710 crore rupees. This is what the order book we have right now. And if the rooftop side also, we have started expanding. We have already installed quite good number of the rooftop system. And we are expecting some good order book in coming future under the smart scheme, which is driven by the state of Maharashtra. So this is very conclusively, I would like to say right now. And I would like to request coordinator to open for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Tanmay Jhaveri from Windcrest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, congratulations to you and your entire team for delivering good set of numbers. So before I begin with my questions, I would like to make a small request to our management team. We would appreciate if our company becomes slightly more active in engaging with investors and analysts during the quarter. Because as a stakeholder, it helps us with better clarity and transparency regarding the business development. We had highlighted this similar concerns in Q2 con call as well. because I feel that there is some communication gap between the management and the stakeholders. We didn't even do a con call post Q3 results, and whenever we tried to reach out to our CS and CFO to facilitate a management interaction, either the management was unavailable or the team was occupied. So just a humble request from our side to improve our investor communication.
Definitely, point is noted, and we will make it sure what are the best we can do it. So H1 we did it, and final year we are doing it. So we will take this opinion into the consideration, and we'll take appropriate call on it.
Okay.
Now,
thank you,
I would
sir.
Like to listen your question if you have something.
So in Q4 we had installed around 17,000 pumps, and around 19,000 pumps were installed in Q3. So that's roughly 36,000 pumps. And we were targeting around 50,000 pumps in H2. So I just wanted to understand whether the demand was slowed down across the sector, or was there any execution related challenges?
See, demand is still there. Demand is not at all a question. It was slightly delayed due to some raw material delay, but we able to cope up, I believe. So that you can see with the number, it's not like that we have been slowed down. It is sometime it happened, which is beyond your control, but we took the control very well on the complete supply ecosystem. We have made some certain changes, and we are able to get the good number in the future.
Right, sir. Execution was top-notch. I see our margins are also intact, whereas our peers who came out with the results, they had a margin dip as well. So, heads up for that. So, my second question was, how do we look at our FY27 growth perspective? Because PM Kusum is getting delayed for some time now. Initially, it was expected in first week of April, and now it's been pushed towards June end. So, how are we looking at growth trajectory, revenue visibility for FY27?
So now on the PM Kusum side, I would like to say that definitely it's delayed, but it's getting delayed with the very good preparation, the best of knowledge I have. So we are expecting a superb number of allocation countrywide. If you listen the how the leaders of the country is emphasizing towards the renewable energy and the solar pump. So we are expecting that it will be good. And talking about the number side, see, we would like to close to the double number of what we have done this year. This is what we are targeting right now. And we see that much growth potential available in the market. And being in the leadership position where, it's a market mode scenario. It's not like that we directly get the order from anywhere. It's like the farmer who selects us. So when we are able to grow, we understood that we have created a brand value, and that brand value has pushes us to enter into the very close aligned sector, which is called the rooftop, right? So we started with the rooftop. Once we have to start the rooftop because of the pressure of my customer from the solar pumping side. Okay. So we are expecting, rather than expecting, I would say that whole management would try to double the number of what we have delivered on the revenue side. This will be our target.
That's fantastic, sir. So one last question before I join back with you. So which new states apart from Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh have we entered this year, or we are expecting an order?
See, this year I am not expecting to expand a new state. We are already expanded or have the presence from the UP, Haryana, Rajasthan, MP, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh. These six states are sufficient as of now for the pumping side, because this pumping business is connected with the farmers, and majority of the farmer or the required farmers base is enough for us right now. If we get certain opportunity, we are open for the business, but as of now, being management, we are not looking to expand to the other state. We would like to have the major business in the same area again.
Right. Because, sir, there was one tender by Karnataka government in month of Jan, so as we didn't receive any order from that, so we didn't participate in those tenders?
See, we have not participated. Being management, we are very clear. We understand what is the capability, what is the material availability, what is the bandwidth we have. Just for the sake of it, going and taking order is not the concept of the GK Energy. Unless until we are not pretty sure we don't enter. I just want to be very much sure that, okay, money is also available, state have the money, central government is giving the money, farmer is having the requirement, then it makes sense for me to enter. So I believe I find a good, better opportunity, the state where we have made, I have already mentioned, to work.
Perfect. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side. Wish you all the best and hope to see you in person.
Thank you. Next question is from Nan Vishwinder Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir. I just wanted a clarification on the execution part. So we had guided for somewhere around 70,000 to 75,000 of homes to be installed, but we did somewhere around 61,000. So are we facing any execution delays or something?
See, it was in the last two quarters we got some scenario. Rainfall was there in the sudden rainfall was there in the Maharashtra, if you remember, in the last quarter. Plus we got the some hit back from the material supply in the last 3-4 week of the March, but we reached to the 60,000 plus number where we were guiding 70,000. And this, I believe this is what the best we delivered, but we would like to double up the number this year. This is what we are intending now.
Okay.
We have reached to the 15,000 plus monthly installation capacity. Right now, I have developed that much bandwidth for us. And again, it's a completely asset light mechanism. We are not going for any capex. It's like that we got the very fantastic OEM, ODM suppliers with us. We have come with the long-term agreement with them. Agreement in the sense, it's like designing aspect, understanding. Sometimes it's MOU, sometimes it's a clear understanding for the long-term. So this kind, all kind of the thing will give us a good support to achieve the, you know, double side what we are targeting.
Got it. And another question on the input, raw material input side. So most of the peers are facing, increase in raw material prices. And so what other steps are we taking to mitigate the volatility risk in margin?
See, fortunately, I would say, in the case of GK Energy, that only I can answer. We have some forward agreement. We understand this scenario. We understand the supply chain. And being asset light, we always get the opportunity to make the very good friend in the industry of the one. For one product, I have 2 to 3 good suppliers in the sectors. And we occupy their 30, 40 to 50% of manufacturing capacity. And due to the long-term agreement with the vision for the freezing the price, my vision is always remain that, you know, whenever I take the order, I get clarity, okay, this margin I will have. So I go and I freeze the price on the day one for my 3-month, 6-month supply side. I don't rely on that, okay, we will take it with the price up down. No. We are a asset light company. We are happy to have 1% less profit, but we want to be very clear what we are going to earn it. So we didn't got any kind of the music due to the, you know, price increasement or whatever you are saying. Plus, the as the volume is going up, even I'm getting the benefit of the volume also. So ultimately for the getting the margin, it's like procurement, it's like execution, it's like supply chain management. These all efficiencies are required. And as we are not engaged into the manufacturing stuff, that gives us the immense, you know, time to understand the each separate category. So for the module supplier, we have some good tie-up. So he gives us the, you know, in our brand. For the pump motor, we have some good supplier who gives in our brand. For the controller, same thing is there. So our team is not occupied into the that side. We are purely focused on the EPC side. So that's why we will be able to deliver it.
So we can expect similar range of margins going ahead?
See, even last call also I said 2-digit margin. Right now also I would say that 2-digit margin would like to keep it. We believe into that saying that थोड़ा कम बोलिए ज्यादा ज्यादा आने दीजिए प्रैक्टिकली जो आता है वो बेहतर रहता है सो रादर देन जस्ट सेइंग दैट यू नो वी विल डू इट आई वुड से दैट वी विल ट्राई टू इंटैक्ट 2-digit मार्जिन इफ यू रिमेंबर माय लास्ट कॉन कॉल बिकॉज अर्लियर जेंटलमैन वाज देयर इन द लास्ट कॉन कॉल आई सेड दैट वी विल ट्राई टू कीप और वी विल कीप द इंटैक्ट मार्जिन So we have delivered more than what we have said. So with the same formulation, right now I'm saying that we will be in the try to be in double-digit margin. Let's see what best we can deliver.
Okay, got it. Just last confirmation. You recently got a 350 crore order. So our order book as of now is 700 odd crore. So does that include this order also?
Yes, it includes that order also. The same thing
Okay.
is mentioned in the presentation also. IR presentation is given, where we have very clearly mentioned order book as on 31st March and include order received post April 2026, totality 710. It you can find in the investment presentation as well, investor presentation.
Okay, got it. That will be all. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, kindly limit yourself to two questions per participant and rejoin the queue for a follow-up. Next question is from the line of Ashish from InvesQ PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Gopal ji and team. So pretty good numbers. So just wanted to understand what is happening with the tendering activity overall, and is there competitive intensity? Because what we hear is that realizations and margins probably can be under pressure going ahead. So plus wanted to understand your point on your views on basically what kind of ordering intensity for the industry and for GK you would be expecting in the next year, and from which states, or maybe since you're Maharashtra dependent, basically I understand that part. But across what is the scenario? Because we are seeing different things happening in different states as far as intensity is concerned. So your view would be helpful, sir.
Okay, so now coming on the tender side, definitely we have seen the price is having the different range, but this different range is coming with the heavy volumes. So when you are into the business, when earlier we were selling 100 pumps in a year versus when we are selling the 60,000, 70,000, so definitely price cannot remain the same. And I believe this competitive edge is going to bring us the more business. So personally, being GK Energy Management, we are not worried on that side, because of this thing we should be worried. I believe it's a sensible players are there in the market, those who bid, and it is having a good profit margin to have if you know how to control each and every component of your kitty. So that is one thing I would say. And second was on the realization. Am I right? Your second question was on realization. Can you just repeat?
Yeah, so just wanted to understand, because you said that you would be aiming to double your turnover, so it is pretty clear that you are seeing a decent order book which will be there for you as a company. But in general, because PM Kusum kind of delayed, or maybe so we are seeing that the orders have been a bit lumpy, right? I mean, so if you could just give us a picture of how you are seeing the sector from Kusum, from different states, what is happening overall?
Got it. So see, right now 700 plus crore rupees order we are having. That's point number one. Magiltala phase five yet to just open. Again, we are expecting, because in phase four itself we got 350 crore rupees order, right? So phase five, it's under evaluation. That is supposed to get open. So we are expecting order from there. Then we have applied for the already smart scheme where the 1 kW system supposed to be get installed. There we are expecting a sizable number. There also we are expecting 300, 400 crore rupees business. So 700 crore rupees business already in hand, plus this both together 700 we are expecting. So 1400 crore rupees order should be there for the before the quarter one get ends. This is expected. And out of that order, we will execute it. That's a point number one. Now, looking towards the PM Kusum, it's got delayed, but it's, I won't say it's delay. It's like the technical specification to everything is getting changed over there. So that is the good thing is going to take place, because we want to deliver the maximum utilization of the asset getting deployed into the field. It's okay, it got certain delay, that's okay, but it will come up. Till that, we are working with the Magiltala and rooftop system. We are having it right now. Now, talking about the state-wise, if you talk about definitely right now for the coming till H1 or quarter three, Maharashtra will be concentrated base, because whole country's volume for this pumping is coming from Maharashtra. It's not like GK Energy. Everyone has to be from here only. If he's not from here, then there can't be such a great volume. So up to quarter three, we'll be concentrated on Maharashtra. And parallelly, we will, once Kusum will start with the PM Kusum name or whatsoever it will come, that will be there. Rooftop, we have already started. There also, we are having the clear projection of the good order book. So with this all, we will be able to reach what we are targeting.
Okay. Sir, you said doubling of turnover, but what, I mean, will it be large portion of rooftop also in that, or will it be primarily, I mean, the pumps?
Definitely there, it will be having part of the rooftop, a sizable number from rooftop, and we are slowly going towards the EPC of the megawatt scale as well. So we might have some megawatt scale EPC. It's not confirmed right now because I don't have the confirmed order in my hand, but we are eyeing on that. But majority will be from the rooftop and the pump, both together.
Got it. Got it. And sir, finally, if I can ask one more question, what are the feelers that you get from the government in terms of Kusum? I mean, what we have been hearing from different quarters is that given the implementation of the earlier scheme, government is basically first, let's complete the initial allocations with the earlier scheme, and then we'll move to the second, to Kusum 2 or something like that. I mean, is that the case, or is it something else on the government's drawing board that is delaying things?
See, that really government side, what is their real thought from overall Kusum prospect is different because it have the component A, B, C. There are three component, okay?
Yeah.
Now, talking about the component B, where we did the major business for the company, so it is the most successful component of the PM Kusum. If you just go to PM Kusum website, you can see that the highest installation or highest target is achieved under PM Kusum component B only, not by A, not by C even. So might be it is due to that A or C, it is saying that, and we hear as a composite PM Kusum. When we talk about purely component B, so it is a successful business model.
Right. Sure, sir. So from your voice, it seems pretty optimistic, but when we talk to peers, it's like things are not in control as of now. So two divergent views we are getting, actually.
See, what happened, I'm not capital intense, so my worries is not in that mode. If tomorrow component B, in place of component B, where we have the off-grid pump, let's assume tomorrow grid-connected pump come, okay? So for me, there is no difference. So I have not made any 300, 400, 500 crore rupees invested in CapEx mode. What we are doing, we are utilizing their ideal manufacturing capacity because in the country, I believe when we have the sufficient manufacturing base, let's utilize that base where it become a win-win situation. I get the best price for the manufacturer. Sometimes, what are the price I buy my product, I understand from the market, for the small manufacturer, it is more than their manufacturing cost.
Yeah.
So, that is the volume we are getting it. And when I understand there is an ample manufacturing, things are available, that's why we have dropped the solar module manufacturing. I don't want to become a, bhed chal nahi karni hai. Let's apply the, best. And whenever we will go into manufacturing, it will be the new tech thing, not into the commodity business. We are not interested.
Okay. Finally, sir, one more thing. I mean, would you say that the margins will be maybe upwards of, say, 16%-17% for the next year, or you are seeing any change in the overall margin trajectory for the company?
So you are talking about the PAT or EBITDA?
EBITDA.
EBITDA right now also we have good.
I think
It's a 20% right now we have.
Yeah.
See, 10%-15% variation that may take place. It is very early to say considering the geopolitical situation, but fortunately, our majority of the component is made in India. So we don't have the direct impact. So let's see. We would like to do more positively. What are the best profit we can bring into the company?
Sure. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sameer Shah from ValueQuest Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on the good numbers. On the margin or competitive intensity or whatever, there were so many players in the pump market, etc. So one is on the competitive intensity, if you can say how the situation is, and second, on the working capital going forward, what is the new normal?
Okay. So competence intensity for the manufacturing of the solar pumps. So let me tell you, I have every 15 days one good company at my doorstep to sell his pump. So that much it's a competitive, it's a commodity now. So what we do it, we take the best supplier, we find the best supplier who is ready to give the QC, who is ready to do the production as per our standard, we finalize that. So intensity-wise, yes, commodity is there. So that is a highly competitive thing. Now, as a solar pump, because solar pump is not a pump. Basically, solar pump is a module, structure, pump, motor control, many things are there. If you talk about the EPC side solar pumping, then I won't see a huge competition there. I see that for the right people, there is a fantastic opportunities available because it's a brand calling business-driven model is there. So you're the farmer who selects you. So your brand has to have the recall from the, you know, various area. That's the one thing I think I have answered. If not, I will answer with your question again. Now, working capital side, if you are talking about, so definitely working capital, it seems to be little bit more, but if you compare with the H1, it has been come in very practical mode, and it shall remain into this range only. This is what we are eyeing on it now.
So whatever is this March working capital, that will be the working capital going forward, which is what, 140, 150 days?
Yes, you're right, sir.
Right. And just you know, a little double click on this year, FY27. If say Kusum 2, because the way they have given an extension to companies to install, you know, by end of the year, I think March 27 is now the revised deadline. What gives us confidence? I mean, on FY27, Kusum 2 will come and it will come better. But what is this thought process of extending it to March 27, and will that impact our numbers for this year?
So they have increased up to December and March. That is right for the component, other component where the installation has to take place. My confidence is coming with the Magiltala right now, because in Magiltala we have very clear order book, and it's up to phase four now. Further, three, four phases are yet to come. So that is very clear business visibility, apart from PM Kusum. Second, we have already started rooftop. There also we see very good business in pipeline. So that is also good visibility. And PM Kusum 2, anyhow, as I said, I'm eyeing that PM Kusum business from quarter three onwards only. So for H1, we are very clear, and for H2 also, we are very clear, because it has to get implemented. Now, the looking towards the diesel and all scarcity, what is taking place, it is the solution which is available for the market.
Right. So in terms of numbers, then, what are we, I mean, what are we penciling in for this doubling again, if you can?
We are eyeing around 120,000 to 140,000 pump.
Okay.
With that, we are looking to around 2,200 to 2,400 crore business, if you talk about the numbers. And from the rooftop, we are eyeing around 600 to 1,000 crore in range between. So like with all together, we are eyeing around 3,000 crore plus business. So that's why, rather than I would say number, I'm saying doubling the number, because flexibility has to be there into the pump and the rooftop, but altogether it will arrive.
Perfect. Thank you and all the best. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nirav Vasa from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, just wanted to understand how if you are targeting a revenue of close to 3,000 crores, what can be the working capital requirement and how do we intend to fund that requirement?
So working capital, see, we just, if you see, we have achieved 1,500 crore rupees business where we got the majority of the equity in the month of October. Okay? So now if I talk about the totally with the equity what we have raised, plus what are the profits we have, plus credit line what we are getting, and we have reduced our inventory days as well. If you look towards the number, my inventory days has been gone up to, gone down to 21 days, which is we would like to reduce more. We are approaching just in time. And the working capital side, which is we are talking about the 140-150 days, which is ideally very high. Ideally, we would be trying to reduce that. When we do the all calculation of reducing the inventory days and having the good credit limit possibility if required whenever with our vendors, already raised equity, surplus reserves what we have gained, this all together is sufficient to reach the given target.
You can elaborate a bit more. 888 crores is our net worth end FY26, right? And 3,000 crores is the targeted revenue. And if I, even if around 30% is the working capital intensity, which means we need 1,000 crores of working capital requirement. Am I right?
So you have to repeat your question, please.
Sir, our net worth end FY26 was 888 crores rupees.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If we are targeting a revenue of 3,000 crores, our working capital requirement will be close to 1,000 crores. Is that right?
Right.
So that is what I'm trying to understand from how do you intend, what can be the BG or LC limits which can come in, and how do you intend to fund that? If you can be a bit more granular, it would be really very helpful. And what can be the approximate cost of this 1,000 crores of working capital?
So see, if you're talking about with the available, what are the money I have with that, plus bank debt. So bank debt also we have. We have certain limit which is already assigned. Although we were sitting with the 240 crore rupees surplus cash, that's a different scenario, but we have not closed the bank limits. So we have the CC and BG limits, and that will get enhanced as and when required.
Got it. I will touch base with the CFO later on this. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Jeet Zaveri from Vaya Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations to you and your entire GKN team for the great set of numbers. If possible, can you please provide a bit more clear guidance for EBITDA margins, even if it's not exactly precise? Sir, the guidance of two-digit margin seems to be a very broad classification to us. It would be great if you could also provide us guidance for EPC business and solar cell trading business separately.
Okay, we will work on because right now it is not work and kept it ready. So we will work on this and we will try to give you.
Thank you, sir. And my second question was on Q4 specifically. Our revenue was down about 6%-7% from Q3. Can you help us understand the slowdown in this specific quarter?
We could not do the installation what we were eyeing that time because of the rainfall and the war started in the month of February end. So there was sudden impact on the some raw material availability which occurred into the last two, 3 weeks of the March. So, and the rainfall, these were the two reasons why we could not do it. And although from 70,000, which we were guiding 70,000 plus, so we came to 60,000 plus, and there is a gap that I have in the beginning of the call also, I have said that. So, but coming year, current financial year, we are going to recover that all because we are sitting with the orders. So order is already with us.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll be in touch with your team for guidances on EBITDA margins for the two businesses separately. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikunj Maksari from Wallfort PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, I just wanted to understand that in Magiltala, there has been comment that the realizations have went down overall. And with many companies being in Maharashtra, what competitive bidding is, could you just comment on the competitive bidding? Are the prices really going on? Are we also bidding lower and lower?
See, GE Energy, whenever it bid with the appropriate required margin only. So we never bid lower, which is appropriate for the market. And as I said, that, you know, price differentiation is arriving, but the volume is also going fantastically up. So when earlier a single, you know, person was doing four installation in a week, now he has to do four installation in a day. So I believe that when the volume goes up, that time you can definitely renegotiate, discuss with your vendors for the price discovery. You have to rediscover the price. You have, you know, expenses goes down because your volume goes up. So ultimately, it's the art of the doing the business to keep your margin intact. And definitely, when the sometimes the price variation come positively on this side, so your volume also go up because the implementation will go more numbers. So ultimately, is what you are gaining is matter. So whether by doing 100 number or whether by doing 110 number, so I believe 110, what's wrong in that?
Correct, correct. And in terms of the order book, what part of your order book is from Magheltala currently?
Mostly it's from Magheltala, majority I would say, and the MP also we have rooftop also, it's a mix.
Could you just give a rough idea about the rooftop part in terms of numbers?
Rooftop part in the terms of number, we have already installed more than 5 megawatt right now, and we are having many orders in the pipeline as well as the smart scheme. If you are aware of the Maharashtra, because I think when you are talking about Magheltala, you must be aware of the smart scheme, which is a 1 kilowatt solar rooftop system. There also we got the empanelment. There also we are looking the very fantastic huge number of the volume. Definitely there, our intent is to reach 1 lakh household in that area. Although margin may be little bit less, but we want to do it because, see, ultimately, our intent is to reach GK as a brand into the rural, semi-urban, urban households. So we are getting fantastic opportunity that will get utilized for getting it. And that when I'm talking with you, the retail number has been not considered into this. Retail would be the icing on the cake.
Okay. Okay. And in terms of our balance sheet, sir, we have added about 100 odd crores of fixed assets. Can you just decide what things have you added in our company fixed assets?
It's our corporate office.
Okay. And on a per month basis, sir, what capacity, what run rate can we expect going forward in terms of, pump installations, solar pump installations?
See, my team is equipped, get ready, training, and everything has been because, you know, I cannot do it double in an immediate basis. So we have been planning since couple of months in past. So my current capacity is around 15,000 system to be get installed in the remote locations.
Okay. That's it from my side, and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Smith Dala from RSPN Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So just doubling down on the PM KUSUM, yes, it might be delayed a bit, but it'll come. So if we consider the combined central, state, and farmer contribution, the total program outlay could be in the range of 1.5 lakh crores. Within this, what proportion of the opportunity does GK Energy realistically expect to capture? Additionally, as an EPC player under this scheme, does GK undertake end-to-end procurement, including pumps, controllers, and related components, or is the scope largely limited to implementation? And in case of procurement is a part of our scope, do we earn margin on that as well?
Okay, so I will go reverse. Procurement is in our scope. We do the not only end-to-end buying, we do the control on the quality side at the place of manufacturing itself. So although we are asset light, but many of the industries of our
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Can you please mute your line from your side?
Okay. So procurement side, we do end-to-end, not only end-to-end, we do control on the quality aspect at the time of manufacturing itself. My dedicated team sits into the our supplier, OEM, ODM places, and they do control. Now, this is what we do on the controlling side for the and the procurement side. It's an end-to-end in the GK Energy brand itself. It's not like the of anyone else brand. And your another question was related to farmer contribution, right?
No. My question was regarding that I assume the total outlay of PM Kisum 2.0 to be around 1.5.
And what is the GK Energy share is going to be? So
yeah,
rather
yeah.
than saying that, you know, because the scheme itself is going multifold, if you take the past number of the GK Energy's contribution in the whole business of the PM Kusum, which has got installed 10 lakh plus farm, there itself you can see it is close to two digit, around 9% is what the countryside we have contribution. It doesn't include the Magil Tala. Magil Tala scheme, we have the contribution more than 15%. So there are two different schemes. So when you have, what are the number you have said, which is pan India, and if you just consider 9% of that, so I think the answer is itself is available there.
Okay, that was helpful. Next question is beyond the PM Kusum driven opportunity, which will last over the 5 to 7 years coming forward, what does the steady state business look like for GK Energy in terms of addressable market, core service offerings, and the growth drivers? How are we positioning our company to sustain growth once this policy-led tailwind normalizes?
See, point number one, PM Kusum 6 years, 7 years, or maybe 10, 20 years, let's see. I believe it may go up. But we are purely, end-to-end company who don't do the manufacturing of specific components. So we have freedom of flexibility to shift our area of the working. We have the expanded very vast rural network. When we will reach to the 1 million household, by the time with what you are talking about, because company have the set target that by 2030 we should be reaching to 1 million household. So definitely that time we can have the whichever water required product will be there. We are having the rooftop also, which will go ahead. Now we are eyeing towards the in long term BESS is also we are looking, which is going to support us. And right now I can project for the 5 years. Definitely might be 2 years onwards we will think what area we have to begin. So I can able to answer that your question, what will be down to 7 years, probably after 2-3 years. Because more than 5 years projection is very difficult, because right now the geopolitical scenario, if you see that on the lighter mode, even we are not aware about that what will happen into another 6 months.
Okay, that was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Lano Himanshu from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So in the rooftop solar business, is that the strategy same of being asset light? And if not, so what kind of products that we are thinking to backward integrate ourselves into? And structurally, so what are the EBITDA margins in the business that we are looking at?
It definitely is going to remain as an asset light, but this my asset light model is work differently. Okay, so if I talk about my asset light model, in this we define the manufacturing process, our standards, our QC, everything is with us only. So we have created an ecosystem which is as equal as like having your own manufacturing setup, but you don't have the asset light. So if very simplified said, so my, you know, decentralized energy network, it's for the, you know, asset light model through OEM, ODM based manufacturing ecosystem. So we utilize their ideal capacity for our product to get manufacturing. That's a point number one, being asset light. So backward integration, yes, it is an indirect backward integration, very well controlled. if I talk about, I have the solar module supply from the 4 different states. So my transportation cost to everything goes very down. I'm not dependent, okay, I have to get my product travel 900 kilometers just because I'm having manufacturing. I don't have that thing. I have one supplier sitting in the Chhattisgarh, one is in the Gujarat, another is sitting into the UP. So one is having in Kerala. So wherever I go, I can take that product and that gives my immense margin control thing. So this is what on the margin, EBITDA margin, has already said that we will try to keep what are the best we can do it. With the PAT side, we would like to be at the double digit.
In the solar rooftop business as well?
Primarily, yes, we would want to it, but might be little bit less in the rooftop system, specifically smart screen where we are implementing 1 kilowatt. Might be less. Let's see what are the best we can do it.
Understood. And sir, in the PM's Grazer Yojana, you must require DCSLs. So have we had some long-term contracts or how are we looking at sourcing cells?
We have long-term contract. Already we have signed for the current financial is 875 megawatt with the one of the prominent supplier in the country. We have signed this agreement last year itself. That's why we are pretty sure what we are going to do in coming year.
Okay. And sir, lastly, you said on the doubling of the business, rooftop solar would also be a meaningful part. Is there a can you quantify that up to an extent?
Right now, it will be, it will be a mix of that. Majority business will remain into the pump and the rooftop both together.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gaurav Agarwal from VA Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So my question was, the 3,000 crores expected revenue which we have for FY27, out of that, we are expecting 1,400 orders of the H1, in which I think we will execute 1,000 to 1,200 crores of revenue in H1. And suppose we are depending on PM system 2.0 for the H2, and in case if it does not come, can we still expect 1,500 crores revenue in second half or will it be downgraded?
I don't think so. PM Kusum will get cancelled. If such kind of the decisions are taken, so that might be having the one quarter impact as we have already moved into the solar rooftop and the same manpower, same infrastructure, same warehouse is required for the solar rooftop. Fortunately, we are not eyeing in the urban area where the majority of the rooftop business competition is there. My complete network, my warehouses, my team, my manpower, technicians are into the village area. There we don't see much more bigger competition for the rooftop business. If we don't see the possibility of PM Kusum 2.0 coming, we have the another area of the business that is solar rooftop. We will clearly focus on that and we will definitely try to bring the number what we are talking.
Okay, so worst case, we are talking about 2,500 crores revenue and the best case can be 3,000 crores revenue if the PM Kusum 2.0 is not delayed.
And more important, it's not about the, this is the scheme is not like, government scheme where the other just they're, giving the, freebies. This is a win-win situation. If you look towards the any state DISCOM, those who have implemented, their grid losses has been reduced. They are turning into the profit. That is what the happening with solar pump. So it is a win-win situation. That's why it is pretty sure to come. And acceptance of the farmer is also took place. So we are getting the private orders also. So may not have that huge volume of 1,000 crore rupees business, but definitely it is going to be there.
Okay. And are we planning to export solar pumps as well in the future?
Sir, right now I'm, serve my country, my nation first. After that, if I have a bandwidth in the early, my call when I started, I said, we go to the any state or anywhere when we are pretty sure I have a clear manpower, I have the financial resources. The state where I'm working, their complete ecosystem is pro for the business, then only I go. So right now in India, already we have so many areas where we are not able to serve, although they are very pro for the business. So first I will target to finish in the country's expansion. Then if my bandwidth, team, and the everything allow, we will expand into the foreign business as well.
Okay, and on the receivable side, sir, I heard that the receivables have improved from Maharashtra, and I can see in your balance sheet as well that the receivables has come down. So can we see further improvement in the receivables?
See, we would say that this receivable cycle will continue. This is what the assumption we want to keep it in the mind and go ahead. We will try to reduce whatever the best we can get it done.
Okay, last question, sir. As half the almost half the quarter is done of Q1 FY27, how has this quarter been? Can we expect 500 to 600 crores revenue in this quarter?
I think I can't talk on the specific number on this. I can talk on the annual basis only. Can I talk on this subject?
No. You won't be.
Sorry, sir. I can't talk on this specifically, but soon just 1.5 month to 2 months, we are having the result also, but it will be good. Definitely good. I can say it will be good.
Okay. Okay, so that's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jainam Vora from Saltoro Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Couple of things that what I wanted to understand. First of all, the advantage that you have as a decentralized player who is not manufacturing is that the margins that are there, probably the commodity prices and all those that increase, typically given that solar pumps is a commodity, the hit is taken by the manufacturer. Is that a correct way to look at your business? That's one of the advantages that you have, so that the margins that are there, the raw material prices that would increase, the hit is not to that extent that would be the case for the other peers. Is that a fair conclusion?
No, I would say it's not a fair conclusion. It's like that your planning has to be there. Okay, so whenever we go, so we freeze the coming 6 month procurement, we give the required advance, we give very clear planning, okay, this is what required. So now it is my supplier partner's responsibility to make it sure that he do the supply and he do the future planning for his procurement. So fortunately, my vendors, my OEM partners, when I have given them a projection 6 months back, they made it sure that planning with me itself. So I believe they also didn't got the certain hit what you are talking about. But definitely there is slight margin things has been there, but volume also gone up. So this is the one side. Plus, because of the volume gone up, my EPC side, my installation side also cost has been gone down. So it's a mix of all. So margin cannot be derived from one particular thing. And I don't believe in giving the hit to my partner. He has been standing with me. We do the work into the synergy. So we plan such a way that both should get the money. If he is happy, I am happy.
Understood.
So just like we have planned for the 875 megawatt DCR already for the future planning. So I am not worried that, down to 6 months when ALCM will get mandate in the coming 2 months and the other people are going to rush for just for the DCR. So I want DCR model. Why to do it when you know that the government has a policy? Why don't you go and secure? So we did it. We did it last year itself.
Understood. My second question is regarding the working capital that is required for Smart Scheme and Suryaghar. So first of all, what are your plans? Smart Scheme is a great way to start with solar rooftop, but are you also planning to get into PM Suryaghar? And what is the working capital intensity of solar rooftop vis-a-vis, let's say, PM Kusum / Magal Jaina?
See, we have already started for the PM Suryaghar. We have been forced to start few months back when we started.
Okay.
So working capital is quite low, their requirement, because it's like PM Suryaghar is almost cash and carry business kind of thing. So we get it. For the smart, definitely there would be some investment required, and that is going under the ULA model. So in ULA model, we get the money from the government of India directly to us. It doesn't go with the, you're not a beneficiary and the beneficiary make the payment. No, it's directly come to us.
Got it. So it would be significantly lower compared to what we are seeing in PM Kusum, smart scheme also. Like how many days receivables could we sort of expect when it comes to Smart Scheme?
See, it will be comparatively quite low. What you have said is right, but precisely, right now, what we are saying is that we want to give the message that, okay, let's consider 140 days only.
Okay.
Let's talk 140. Whatever the less I can deliver, you would be happy in the next call. Just like
Understood.
for the PAT also, last time I said 12%, we delivered 13%. So I believe everyone is happy, at least on the PAT side. So let's talk 140. Whatever the best we can do it, we will do it.
Understood. So carrying on the same mindset, in the worst case scenario, like in FY26 as well, we were expecting PM Kusum to scale up in a significant way, but that didn't work out. And fortunately, we had Mangal Pyaala. In FY27, in the worst case scenario, if things don't work out, what is the top line and the margins that we can expect? And other than Mangal Pyaala, do we have any other state that can meaningfully weightlift our order book and sales in FY27?
See, we are not only in Mangal Pyaala, we are doing the business in MP also. We got the handsome order book in MP also.
So
It's
MP mein kitna, what order, if you could share some light, what is.
around. See, we the orders come in the pieces, but it is 2,000 plus pump order we have.
Okay.
Although it was in pieces. So MP also started, that is also there. And assumption, if you say as worst assumption, if
Yes.
that is also not there, then rooftop, definitely, as I was mentioning to earlier gentlemen, that we have the rural network, rural manpower available, trained technician is there, warehouse is there, logistic is there. So this all thing is going to give me the help to expand very fast into the rooftop business. And again, beauty that every company want to, every person want to do the business in urban area, and very few want to do the business in the rural. And we are the
Correct.
master into the rural area because my presence itself is there. And Suryagarh have the 1 crore installation to be done. Out of that, Maharashtra want to do 20 lakh. Out of 20 lakh, just 4 or 5 lakh pump, sorry, 4 or 5 lakh system has been done. So Maharashtra itself have the 15 lakh plus potential, plus countrywide, if I'm talking about it, the 70 lakh system potential is there. With the total scheme outlay with the 75,000 crore rupees. So definitely 27, 28, 29, I don't see any problem. We will be doing the good business.
So
Because we are
FY20.
asset light, plus flexibility of the shifting of the trend of the business. As I was mentioning, off-grid pump to the grid-connected pump, rooftop to the, if tomorrow BESS is coming, so we will be doing EPC for that as well. So I don't have any CapEx to be done. I'm not binded to sell, okay, I will sell this product only. I can sell the product what is required in the market.
Understood, understood. So to conclude, a 2,500 crore top line with 250 crore PAT, worst case scenario is possible, even if PM Kusum 2.0 doesn't happen in FY27. Is that a fair conclusion?
So conclusion is you can definitely arrive with the discussion. And as I was mentioning, we will try to give whatever the best we can give in that number, what you are talking about.
Perfect. Congratulations and all the very best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chaitra Joshi from Ebisu Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir, all my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Achyut, an active investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Firstly, congratulations on great set of numbers.
Sir, sorry, your audio is not clear.
I need clarification on the margins. The double-digit margins guided, is it operating margins or net margins, sir?
Definitely, it shall be net margin only.
Net margin. Okay. And the current order book of 700 crores, what is the timeline to execute this, 700 crores of order book?
Out of that, most of the work is, more rather than most of the good work is already done, and remaining shall done within timeline. And even we want to execute till H1 more order also, so it will get over, and we will be having the few more business to be done.
Okay. And sir, what is the size of PM Kusum for 2027? and how much of that we can capture? I mean, how many solar pumps government is planning to install in 2027 under PM Kusum, and how many pumps we can get it as per your analysis?
See, it is going to be the very big scheme, which is what has been announced in the multiple places by the certain authorities, right? And talking about the my market share is 8 to 9% countrywide, which I have mentioned. And if I talk about the specifically Maharashtra, where the majority business is going on right now, we have 15% plus market share. So that shall get continued.
I mean, do we have any idea like how many pumps the government is planning to install in PM Kusum for 2027?
Precise number I cannot give, but they have said that, you know, there are multiple places that it is going to be the bigger or the, you know, few times bigger than what it was. So we are assuming two times at least the scheme, what earlier it was a 14 lakh, it should be 2 times.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Harshal Solanki from Equity Free Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello team, good afternoon. I have just one question. What was the amount that you spent on the corporate office?
It is, respect of the question came for the fixed asset. So I have to just check precise number because you have asked the precise question. So if, just a minute.
So my main question is whether we have spent 90 crores on a corporate office. That seems very large, and a company which is following an asset-light model has bought a 90 crore corporate office is not adding up. So I wanted to check from that angle.
No, what you are saying is right. For the getting the bank limits, we have fixed deposits. To be given, that fixed deposit has been transferred into the asset. So fixed deposit is better to have the asset. This is what the model we have taken up.
So you have bought property to be given as a guarantee to get the limits. Is that understanding right?
Right.
Okay, understood. See, got your point. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Jayana Vora from Salsa Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Gopal, we had one more question on the IPO of MSDECL, which is coming up. So, which is this Maharashtra State Utility. I just wanted to get an idea, what is the thought process? If you could explain a couple of minutes since you are on the ground, what is the vision of Maharashtra? What is the rationale behind this IPO? And what does it mean for us that especially in the light of time, because it would be one of the very few profitable state utilities. So if you could give us some perspective, that would be helpful.
It is like an ocean, and I'm very small, sailing the small ship into that ocean. So your question is perfectly right, but I'm not right person for this question. This is what I can say right now.
Okay, no issues. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A final reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I'll now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Kabra for closing comments.
I sincerely thank you everyone. With the lots of patience, you have listened, and it is very nice to have the interaction. There are certain suggestions has been given. Management would like to review that suggestion. If we find suitable, we will implement that. Thank you. Thank you very much for everyone to spend the time with us on the GK Energy's earnings call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of GK Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect. Thank you.